Her sole previous experience of the Soviet or post-Soviet had been a single evening in the former East Berlin, a few months after the wall's fall. Back in her hotel, safely in the West, she'd come very close to weeping, appalled at the manifest cruelty, not to mention sheer boneheaded stupidity of what she'd seen, and had been moved to call Wynne in Tennessee. "Those sons of bitches have been cooking their own books for so long they didn't even know it themselves," he'd explained. The CIA, he'd said, had done an assessment of East German industry just prior to the nation's collapse and had declared it the most viable industrial base in the communist bloc. "That was because we were looking at their figures. Say a tire factory looked pretty good. Not up to our standards, but better than Third World. Wall comes down, we go in there, whole factory's clapped out. Half of it hasn't been used for 10 years. Worth its weight in scrap, basically." They were lying to themselves.
"But they were so nasty to their own people," she'd protested. "So petty, they only allowed 2 colors of paint, one dead gray and brown that looked as much like shit as it's possible for brown to look, a brown you can smell."
"Not a lot of advertising to bother you, though, is there?"
She'd had to laugh. "Was it like that when you were in Moscow?"
"Certainly not. Germans doing communism? That even put the wind up the Russians, like they saw the East Germans really believed in it, all of it. You could see they thought that was crazy."
Her cab drives under a vast Prada logo. She resists the urge to cringe. A few of the billboards, amazingly, are in that antique socialist realist style, flat reds and whites and grays overshot with the black of absolute authority. And looking up at these, she sees, or thinks she sees, grinning unevenly down at her, the familiar and half-paralyzed face of Billy Pryan. The lobby of the president could easily accept a military review stand, with Lenin's tomb fitting handily in a corner. 4 small groupings of couches are arranged in a space half the size of a football field, a carpeted expanse across which Case, waiting out extended check-in formalities requiring the surrender of her passport, watches a young woman pace angrily back and forth in thigh-high, high-heeled, emerald-green boots. Boots suggesting the collaboration of Florentine glove makers with Fredericks of Hollywood. This girl has the same improbable cheekbones as Damien's line producer, their elegant angularity echoed in hip bones, accentuated by a very tight, very short skirt, a sort of Miami period Versace homage, with appliqued snakeskin hot rod flames accentuating each ass cheek.